What about very poor soil? What word would you use to describe very poor soil around here?
You maybe say rich land is fertile, you said. What are some other kinds of land? If Mr. Luke were talking about different places on the farm, he might say, well, now
that'll grow so and so.
Yes. And if it's just very poor, it wouldn't grow anything. Is there a word he might have used to describe that?
But I can't think.
Okay, listen to these and see if any of them sound familiar to you. Buckshot, muck, loom, loam, gumbo. Would any of those words ring a bell?
That loom.
And do you remember what that meant, poor soil?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Any of the others sound familiar? Never heard of buckshot? Okay. Or muck?
Yeah.
What is muck, do you think? Rich or poor? Or you don't mean?
It's just a mucky place.
Okay. Okay. That means it's wet?
Wet, mucky, sticky.
Okay, then you probably wouldn't grow things. Wouldn't plant things.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Okay, and what was the one you said was poor soil? Loam or loom?
Loam.
Okay. That was poor soil? Or not as good?
No, I'd think that the loam would be a better soil.
Okay. Okay. What about if it had a lot of clay in it? Was there a word that would have meant that? Or a lot of sand? You don't remember,
Don't remember.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, if there was a lot of water down somewhere and they were trying to, dig ditches and get rid of it, how would you say what they're doing? They're what? The wetland. They're... If you wanted, to start cultivating it, maybe they were digging some ditches to try to get the water to run off.
To dry it out.
Okay. They're what? Then you'd say they're... What would you do to the land to get the water off, I guess is maybe what I'm trying to ask. Would you ever hear dreaming or draining?
Well, yeah.
Which way would you be likely to say that?
Draining it off.
Okay. And what about a thing that you dig to get the water off? What would you call that?
Well, I don't know. Would it be a shovel? Or a digging machine.
Okay, that would be what you'd use to dig with. But what do you call the little thing that you dig, You say, well, they're going to have to dig a what?
A canal.
Okay. And what about a very deep valley that was cut by a river or a creek? What word would you use to describe it? You know, when it's been cut in and left banks real deep?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a word for something like that?
Yeah, but I can't.
Do you all use the word like a ravine or a gully or a gulch or a hollow around this?
A gully.
Okay. That means cut by water.
Mm-hmm.
It's been washed out. Okay. And what about a small elevation? I don't know whether there doesn't seem to be very one that I can point at around here. It's so flat, but it just kind of goes up a little bit. Maybe not in this area because all the land is just perfectly flat around here, isn't it?
Pretty much so.
But if there were something that went up a little bit, you'd say that's a little